Yeah, I know. We are the history teacher. I know that.
Yeah. We've got the one and only Chachi LaPrette here on his Beatles break on
Chachi.
Gary Levin and Friends on 1510 WMEX. Take it away, Chachi.
Yeah. Well, good morning, gentlemen. I prefer a segue from Falamos into the Beatles, not necessarily politics, but I appreciate what's going on.
Yeah. Well,
how you guys doing?
We're doing good, Chachi. And like I said, that's it for the politics. And you guys, you got where I'm coming from. Clear as the day is. Well, actually, it's kind of gray and cloudy out there, so I didn't even get that part right, Chachi.
But you're clear.
Well, good morning, Keith, Dennis, Aaron, and of course, Gary, on this marathon show. And, you know, Gary, you and I in radio, certainly in the old days, the marathon was a radio station, you know, huge event. You'd be set up along the race route, trying to get eyeballs on your logo, and I would broadcast live from Cactus Club every year doing party reports, not sport, you know, not racing reports, but we had a lot of fun at the marathon through the years. It changed a lot, though.
Sure did, and you have to think back, Chachi, too. It's funny, you were in the music sense for the radio shows. I was in the comic relief. I can remember doing Ross Perot reporting live from the Boston Marathon. And his line, and I want to get into what you did what was special for the marathons with the music and stuff, but Ross Perot was, and this is not political, by the way, because I did vote for Perot, but anyways, it was this.
That's right, I'm Ross Perot. I'm down here at the Boston Marathon. I can remember the year that I actually dropped out, and then I got back in, and then I dropped out again, and then I got back in. And it was something like that. Short, sweet, funny. It, you know what? That's what I like to do. That's what radio is all about to me. I could give a crap about what's going on. I want to hear good music. I want to hear good music stories. And every single week, Chachi LaPrette comes on to this radio show, and he gives us great radio. Chachi, your ratings are so good for your shows that you do on the other stations. But the other thing of which, I've got all these old-timers and young people, kids from my class, now at my history classes at Lynn Classical in Lynn, talking about the Beatles break. You're appealing to teenagers.
Wow.
How do you like that, you phenomenal teenage-looking guy yourself?
Yeah, groupies.
Well, I appreciate the compliments and all the people that enjoy my reports. And you guys know, I mean, I've been coming on, I keep all of my reports, and I counted like 12, 13. So I've been coming on for a while on the show, and I really enjoy it. And you know, Keith, I come on with big stories, you know, Shea Stadium, the Ed Sullivan Show, some interesting, you know, major stories. But I don't have that this morning. Today, I have a little story, an obscure little story, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And it kind of describes the Beatles' unique sense of humor, how they didn't take themselves all that seriously, at least back in 63 and 64, and they could have a good laugh, in this case, at their own expense. And so it's kind of tied in with, you know, college pranks. And I never went to college. I assume you guys both went to college. Keith's a teacher.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys played college pranks
in your college days.
Yeah. I don't know. You know?
I got a good one, but go ahead.
But this way, I'm sure you have some not fit for radio.
God, I don't want to steal your thunder. I like your stories. I'm shutting up.
No, that's okay. You can. There's room for everybody here because, you know, Keith, Dennis, we're friends of Gary.
We are friends.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah. I'm adopting you, Chachi, though. I'm adopting you. I need another son.
Friend.
Want to go out and play
catch? Well, I'm putting it on my resume that I was part of Friends, and they think, oh, you're in a TV show. No, I'm Gary Levitt's friend.
Amigo.
And so this story, let's get to the story.
This story
concerns a venue called Colston Hall in England in the city of Bristol, and the theater's over 150 years old, held about 2,500 people, which is, you know, comparable to the Orpheum Theater here in Boston. And this story sat in the Colston Hall archive for many years, because back in the 60s, many of the big British bands played there, including Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix, the Stones, the Beatles, of course. And the audience behavior at these shows were typically enthusiastic, but the city council at Bristol called it unruly. They tried to ban these, what they called, beat combo shows. And, you know, Jerry and the Pacemakers performed there to a full house, and security ended the show 10 minutes early because the crowd was just out of control. So the city council tried to ban these kinds of beat combo shows. And so the Beatles performed two shows at Colston Hall on November in 63, and the fans lined up 24 hours before the tickets went on sale. It got some negative press. You know, it was very snooty, you know, snotty press. How dare the kids have to line up 24 hours in advance? And then the press revealed that the show might not even happen. George and Paul had the flu. So there's all kinds of controversy going on. But the Beatles did perform two shows in 63 in November, two sold-out shows. And it was so packed that some of the press weren't allowed inside. There was not enough room. And then that led to a campaign to ban the Beatles from playing Colston Hall. And fast forward a year to November 64, and the Beatles left Colston Hall off of their tour, and that created an uproar with the fans. And the Beatles said, you know, the stage is unsafe for the band. The fans can get on stage easily, but the fans rallied the press and the band, and so they succeeded. The Beatles at Colston Hall on the last show of their UK tour. So fast forward to the day of that show, and Colston Hall is sold out, jammed to the rafters. And I love this story. It's such a unique little story. It's very obscure, and I guarantee you guys don't know what happened, but the Beatles are performing, and they're playing in their beautiful, brand-new black suits. Mm-hmm. They're on the verge of, you know, worldwide dominance. And this audience is going crazy, and they perform If I Fell, and, you know, they take their Beatles trademark bow, which everyone loved. And but the little did the Beatles know, they were about to be victims of a student prank. And unbeknownst to them, above them in the lighting rafters, four students were sitting there looking down below, watching the show. And they had a prank. They all were up there with giant bags of flour.
Yeah.
And so the Beatles are taking their bow. They rise back up. And all of a sudden, the students up above empty all these bags of flour on the Beatles, and it covers their hair, their brand new suits, their instruments.
Oh.
And, you know, any band would have looked at each other and stormed off stage angry, but the Beatles loved it. They laughed along with the students. The entire audience went crazy, and they dusted themselves off, and they finished the show. And the students even talked to the press, and it was Sue, Roger, Richard, Bob, and they said, "We dropped the flower and we ran for it." And it was the last time the Beatles played at Colston Hall. This story is in the Colston Hall archives with lots of photos and newspaper clippings, and we'll post it on my show's Facebook page, Breakfast with the Beatles Chachi, and you'll see some of these photos. But it was one of those rare moments where we see how authentic the Beatles really were. They're just having fun. They loved it. They thought it was great. It wasn't all for the camera. They were always true to themselves and to the fans. And
and
I just think it's a cute, cool little story that no one knows about, how the Beatles were just, you know, covered in flour, and they continued to play. And so that's my little story today, as opposed to sometimes my giant story. Mm. So I hope you enjoyed that. Now, we don't have we don't have the audio of If I Fell at Colston Hall, but we do have the same song performed in July of 64 at the Broadcasting House in London, the Beatles singing If I Fell. And so that's my little story today on this marathon show, and hopefully the marathon will be back and better than ever in a year or so. But I enjoy coming on with my friends, Gary, Keith, Dennis, Aaron. So there we go.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's a good story. I like that story. And If I Fell, would that be talking about the girl up in Wellesley College that you fell for?
If I fell in love with you.
Josh?
Who, me?
Okay. Yeah, no,
he's not talking to me.
I'm talking to you, Josh.
Yeah, he's talking to you.
Well, what girl did I fall for in Wellesley?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, when you were running through in the marathon.
Josh ran the marathon?
Oh, I've never run the marathon. Okay. Are you kidding me? In fact, we would do promotions along the marathon route, and we would say, quit here. And if a marathoner quit the race right there, we'd give them free ice cream.
Wow.
And help them get a little fat. So we did things like that. We did you know, the I Quit stop along the route. Yeah. If you had enough of running, join us and we'll feed you. And that's perfect for Gary, because Gary loves to eat.
That would inspire
me. I love food. I love food. I used to run to compete. Now I run to eat. There's no doubt about it.
You know, Ringo says peace and love. Gary says peace and lunch.
I was going to say pizza and love.
Yeah.
And you know, I love listening to Floramos. And I'm getting my shot a week from yesterday. This Saturday, I'm getting my second shot. I'm going to Chelsea.
Yeah.
And then I'll be going to Floramos.
And then you'll be coming to Marshfield in about 3 or 4 weeks, right?
Chachi, you should just come to Floramos with us.
No, it takes...
Yeah, you should.
What's that?
You should come to Floramos with us.
You should have a little lunch gathering over there.
I want to. I love Floramos. Yeah, we would go there for lunch when I was at BCN back in the day, and ZLX, too.
A good lunch special.
Love Floramos.
When you're ready, we'll make it to it. So let's do the Beatles intro one more time. Go ahead. Give us that, Chachi.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Chachi LaPrette, and I host a little show called Breakfast with the Beatles. Coming up at 10 a.m. this morning on Seacoast Oldies in New Hampshire and Maine. You can Google it. SeacoastOldies.com, and you can listen to the show from all over the world. I have listeners in Australia and Chile, and I'm sure you do too, Gary, Levitt and friends. So here it is. From July 1964, the Beatles performing a BBC version of If I Fell. Have a good day, everybody.
Josh, take care. Bye.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me.
Love that song. Beatles here on 1510 WMEX, Chachi LaPrette's Beatles Breakfast Treat.